Claude Dallas is free. The notorious outlaw was in an Idaho jail for 22 years, serving time for murdering two Idaho game officers in 1981. The officers had come to arrest Dallas for poaching bobcats. Dallas shot them both with a handgun, then shot them again in the head with a rifle. The brutality of the killings and the relatively light sentence that followed, voluntary manslaughter, outraged many. But in some anti-government circles, Claude Dallas became a modern-day legend of the Wild West, an image reinforced after he escaped from jail and evaded capture for a year. Dallas inspired two books, a made-for-TV movie, and this song.
Now Claude had hung some venison, had a bobcat pelt or two. Polk claimed they were out of season. He says, Dallas, you're all through. But Dallas would not leave his camp. He refused to go to town. As the wind howled through the bullpen, they stared each other down.
Claude Dallas left prison last Sunday. He was released early for good behavior, 8 years shy of his 30-year sentence. We turn now to Court Conley in Boise, Idaho. He wrote about Claude Dallas in his book, Idaho Loners, Hermits, Solitaires, and Individualists. Mr. Conley, hello.
Good afternoon.
Why do you think Dallas's story has inspired such attention and a movie and a song?
Well, I think that's fairly easy to answer. I mean, you're out west, you have a shootout between state officials and an individual. Then you have, following the murder, wanted posters. The fellow flees. You have a shootout at the arrest scene, a trial that lasts a month. Then you have a prison escape. So you have all the makings of drama, at least for media purposes.
But some of the attention has been somewhat sympathetic toward him.
Some, and I would say that those who romanticize him as a desperado are people who, if we give them the benefit of the doubt, simply either don't know all of the facts, don't know the trial record, or just take the side of an individual any time he or she runs up against any form of government. Because, of course, there's the Western myth of the individual versus the state, and that's deep-seated in this country.
And yet the question remains that, you know, he killed two game wardens and got voluntary manslaughter for it. I mean, there was a jury that presumably heard all the facts there.
That's true, but the jury had 10 women on it, and women, without being sexist, are known to people who study such things to be more lenient or more prone to acquit. The prosecuting attorney was young. He'd only handled one murder case before, and he probably, in retrospect, introduced too much evidence.
In 1986, Claude Dallas escaped from prison and was on the run for about a year before being caught. Then he was charged with escaping, but acquitted. How did that happen?
Well, even the Idaho Statesman ran an editorial decrying that inexplicable verdict.
Claude Dallas claimed that the guards at the prison were plotting to kill him, and therefore he escaped in self-defense.
I don't think there was a single person, including his lawyers, who were not absolutely stunned by that verdict.
So how do you explain it?
I can't explain it. I mean, if we try and say that the jurors were overcome with the folk hero mythology, then maybe that's an explanation, but it certainly doesn't justify such a verdict. I mean, he is no more a folk hero than, say, the Unabomber Ted Kaczynski is.
Court Conley is the author of Idaho Loners, Hermits, Solitaires, and Individualists. He's also director of literature for the Idaho Commission on the Arts and a licensed Idaho River Guide. We spoke with him from member station KBSU. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure.